Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. And as I was in prayer before coming on the broadcast, I really felt in the Spirit that someone is listening to me today, that you're at a crossroads. There's an important decision you need to make, and I don't need to tell you that sometimes the decisions we make in our lives, they can have far-reaching consequences. And right now you're really troubled because you know you're aware of this, and you're wanting God's wisdom, you're wanting to know what the Lord would have you to do. And I just feel the Lord is telling me to tell you to be at peace, that in a very short time you will see not only the direction that God is having you to walk in. He will show you, because, you know, the scriptures say, if we lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And God promises that he's not going to refuse us. He will give us wisdom. But then the comforting thing is that he also brings confirmation through outward circumstances and in other ways. So it's not just that inner witness to our spirit, but there are other substantiating evidences that show his direction and his will for our lives. And one of the hallmarks of knowing the working of God, and I've experienced this in my own life, and I've heard it in the testimony of others that have been faced with really major life choices, serious decisions, things like moving or a job change, career change, things that are extremely important. God will undertake, and in fact, I heard just such a testimony recently, that when God does move, there's a beauty to it. There's a smoothness. He moves so quickly. I was thinking in terms of my own personal testimony, in terms of when we bought our home, Brother Glass and I, our home in Tracy in the 80s, and when I sold that home in Tracy 29 years later, it was accomplished in just a few weeks. It was amazing how God just causes things to fall together. And so God's going to be doing that for you, and there'll be maybe more of you who are listening right now that feel you're in that similar situation at a crossroads. The Lord is going to show you the way to go. And Father, right now, in the power of agreeing prayer and in the mighty name of Jesus, I release your perfect will for your beloved, that they will walk exactly in that road. And Lord, the decision that is in front of them, Lord, in fact, I sense there are others that they are asking for your direction. It may not be a critical life decision, but Lord, all the things we do require your wisdom, and I ask you to grant wisdom to your beloved, whatever the area or need, that they will know your leading and your direction for them regarding the situations they're facing. So Father, I thank you for that in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you for your faithfulness to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making a way. Sometimes even when there seems to be no way, you are our God who shall provide for all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. For my beloved, hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you even at this moment. I jealously guard and protect you, for my eye is ever upon you in the day and in the night. And my desire for you is that you bear much fruit. And so as a result, I not only nourish you, but also I pray prune from you. I take from you that which is not bringing forth life, that which is unprofitable to you, that I might cause you to be a beautiful planting of the Lord. You are a part of the vine, and I am the husbandman. Rejoice, for I'm bringing the increase. As you are faithful in all things to me, I will cause you to grow in the nurture and admonition of your Lord. It's a time for my people to get ready, for signs and wonders accompany me wherever I go, and I'm coming for a live, strong, and healthy body and a beautiful and radiant bride. I am beginning something the church has never yet seen, and the result will be a sanctuary, a temple not made with hands, adorned with beauty and splendor and holiness. I'm doing a quick work, and I shall lead you in paths prepared long ago. So arise, my beloved, shake off thy sleep, shake off thy dullness, shake off the things that would be as an obstacle and a hindrance and would prevent your moving on with a resolve and with a purpose, and you would go forth in my anointing as you determine in your heart, and I would have you to build, to restore, to work in my vineyard, to go forth to heal the brokenhearted and those broken in body, go forth to proclaim the day of the Lord, to share the good news, to go forth to proclaim with confidence and with strength, for I am with you. Rise and shine, beloved, for there's much to be accomplished. My glory shall be seen upon you, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Lord, we thank you for that work of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for that reassurance that we in our lives, as we go forth to do the things you called us to do, Lord, everywhere we go, everyone we meet, there is ministry. Lord, it might not be in direct spiritual explaining the gospel or leading someone to Christ, but our very lives are testimonies. The love, the joy, the peace, how we respond in difficult situation. Lord, people we know are watching us. And so we thank you, Lord, that we shall be a testimony for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Praise God. Well, to go back now to the Song of Solomon, the last ever broadcast, we were looking at that fifth chapter, and the bride was beginning to describe her beloved in verse 10. She said, "My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. He's white and ruddy, whiter than milk, more ruddy than rubies," as Lamentation 4 and 7 says, that white and purity that reflects the sinlessness and perfection of the Son of God, and that more ruddy than rubies, that healthiness as the Son of Man. He's completely human and divinely pure, and he's the chiefest among thousands. He's the chief cornerstone. Isn't that true? Among the brethren, he is called the firstborn. Among the resurrected, he's the first begotten. He's the firstborn of every creature, if you will. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Now let's go to verse 11. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. What does that mean? Well, his head is as most fine gold. That represents, if you will, perfect purity of thought and perfection of wisdom. In Jesus are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. His thoughts are not only pure, but very precious. Psalm 139 and 17 says, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them!" His locks are bushy and black. His beauty is the beauty of divine youthfulness, if you will. He is present in heaven right now, in his glorified body, sitting at the right hand of the Majesty on high, next to the God his Father. And he is forever the same. He is forever divine, and he's also forever human. He became one of us. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And he is the picture, if we could see him, of divine youthfulness, complete strength and manliness. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now let's read verse 12. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. What does that speak to us of? Well, it says his eyes are doves' eyes. And there's a reference to the Holy Spirit as he's being illustrated, if you will, as a dove. Remember in the baptism of Jesus, he was seen in bodily form descending as a dove. And that the dove is given that characteristic of gentleness, full of tenderness and compassion. That's just the way the Lord is. And they are fitly set. That means that they're not only beautiful, but they're perfect in terms of judgment, if you will. John 16 and 8 says, "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of a righteousness, and of judgment." And then in 2 Chronicles 16 and 9, we see that the eyes of the Lord see men, the actions of men, and not only their actions, but their very attitudes, the inner thoughts of their hearts, in their true light. He is truth himself, and he beholds that which is true and that which is false. He can see within the hearts of men. That 2 Chronicles 16 and 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." Isn't that something to encourage our hearts? If your heart is perfect toward him, it doesn't mean that you are absolutely perfect. We're never going to reach sinless perfection until we're with the Lord. But our hearts can be perfect. We want to please him. We want to love him and to put him first in our lives. That's what makes us perfect. And if we are in that state, his eyes are looking for people just like us where he can show himself strong. Praise God. What a beautiful scripture to end the broadcast on. I invite you to join me tomorrow as we continue on in this message. And if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write and share them. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and God bless you, UCM partners, for your prayer support as well as your financial gifts, without which we could not continue on as we have been for these 50 years. Thank you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, baby.